The faces in the bamboo. Anyone who knows me, even a little bit, knows that my dearly beloved wife of 33 years passed away around this time of the season back in 2013, 2014, early January, I think it was January 2014, maybe January 2013. Not a date I try to remember, though I know it deeply in other ways. But be that as it may, I'm a privileged individual, and I was soaking in my hot tub, which faces across my pool, to a fence that is surrounded on the outside of the fence by lovely yellow clump bamboo, stand that... a type of bamboo that was brought over from China by Mr. Shaw, who founded the St. Louis Botanical Gardens, Missouri Botanical Gardens, MoBot as we call it here in St. Louis area. And it grows wonderfully if you let it grow. Some people think it's invasive, but it's really not, because if you cut it back once when it pops up in the spring, it doesn't really dance on a clump. And the clump won't come back there again. It might come back a couple inches away, but it's very tameable, is what I'm saying. It just needs a little maintenance. So I avoid that stereotypical stigma that it gets of being an invasive species. It's not. It's a manageable species that gives you wonderful greenery, and animals all love it. The deer bed down there, raccoon, birds of all types. The hoot owls out here, whose mating call is, who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? And so all they're saying is, who cooks for you? And I guess they're trying to find another owl that's good in the kitchen, or that they want to cook for. Maybe they think they're good cooks. Anyhow, I was sitting in the hot tub late at night, and all the lights are off. It gets pretty dark back there, which is nice. You really don't get much ambient lighting. Some off in the distance, a spotlight here and there, but pretty far away. And I was looking into the bamboo and just relaxing and melting into the hot tub after a troublesome day of some type. Aren't all days troublesome in some type, I guess. And I remembered what I learned, I believe, from Carlos Castaneda in his books, Dr. Lilly and his books back in the late 60s, early 70s, that if to see a tree, to see a plant or shrub, you can look at the trees and the branches and the leaves and the stems and all of the main parts of it as well as the trunk and all that stuff. But to really see and feel, to be with the creature, the tree, or whatever it is, in this case the bamboo, one could try looking between or through the empty spaces between the leaves and the branches and all of that stuff. And that's what I did. And I decided to focus on that for a little bit, quietly, to try to get those eyes. You know, you get the night eyes, you get the see-through tree eyes, see-through bamboo eyes, and lo and behold, I started to see, envision, just like one would when they look at a cloud and say, oh, it looks like a knight in shining armor, or it's an elephant carrying a watermelon or whatever. Mind puts things together. Maybe it sees what it wants to see. Maybe it sees what's there. Maybe it's a combination of the two. I don't know. But anyhow, I felt maybe I saw, I don't know. I'm in the non-verifiable zone, as my kids like to say. The profiles of my deceased wife, her glint, all of the life that's in a beautiful countenance that one experiences when one loves that countenance, was glimmering to me. In the dark, there was no light, really. It was a dark sensation, but I was still seeing. So I was just seeing in the dark, and go figure that one out. I can't even try. And I felt close to her, or she felt close to me. And so I saw her faces in the bamboo, and multiple faces, sometimes one, sometimes many, sometimes moving, sometimes stationary, sometimes gazing, sometimes blinking, sometimes turning away, sometimes in motion, sometimes still. And it didn't last long at all. It might have not have happened at all. But anyhow, I guess that's what hot tubs are for. And that's what nature is for. And that's what human grief is about. And that's what healing is about. And living with the scar that is being healed, the immediacy and the distance simultaneously. And again, with a little thread running through here on pandemic and Rona wisdom or Corona wisdom, whatever you want to call it, nature's there for us still, and even more so. As we know, she's enjoyed and has some resurgence with the absence of the reduction of human activity that steps all over nature. I was just dealing, and it was okay and it was good. And I guess that's what hot tubs are for. And I saw the faces in the bamboo tonight. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.